Grace and peace to you. Kingdom greetings from our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The topic that I'm going to bring to you is entitled, Unlikely Candidates in Breakthrough Season. I'm going to say that again. Unlikely Candidates in Breakthrough Season. This study, very short study, is birthed from Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 24. And it's talking mainly about a woman by the name of Rahab. Now, if you don't know your Bible history, Rahab was a harlot. In some translations, she is considered the hostess of a house, a prostitution house. And this was the person whom the Lord had chosen to be a breakthrough agent for Joshua and the spies of Israel. Now, the Lord had been prophesying to Israel since the days of Moses that God was going to bless them and provide them plant them rather in a land flowing with milk and honey. And Moses lived by this promise. He looked forward to the promise. Unfortunately, he fell just a little bit short of it. But Joshua persevered. And even in the time of Moses' death, Joshua rose up through the ranks. The Lord Jesus himself commissioned him as a general. And so Joshua rose through the ranks and he carried on that prophetic promise that had first been delivered to Moses. And so you find Joshua encouraging the people and rallying the troops to prepare for this prophetic move, moving into the dimension of breakthrough, moving into a dimension of manifestation. But one thing that Moses does, as any true general does, is he sends out spies to go in and to gather intel and to gather information about this area of territory. For Canaan was not a city, Canaan was a country. And there were many countries, or towns rather, within that. And so Joshua, being his wise general, having studied warfare under the tutelage of Moses, being commissioned firsthand by the Lord Jesus himself, Joshua sends out spies to ascertain the area, to find out, you know, what are some of the hindrances, what are some of the concerns, and what are some of the things that we should be looking out for as we prepare to launch, as we prepare to attack. And a good takeaway from that for us, the body of Christ, is that most of us have received prophetic promises. I mean, the word of God, first of all, is the sure word of prophecy. So whether someone has personally prophesied to you, or you've read or received a prophetic insight from the word of God, there is a promise. There are promises within promises that God has destined to accomplish in your life. But before we see that Israel takes control of Canaan, before they take possession of the promise, understand that there was a season of warfare. And before the season of warfare, there was a season of preparation. Okay? So sometimes in our eagerness and anxiety to apprehend what God has spoken and what God has said, we discount the cost. We don't understand, we don't fully understand that the promise that God has apportioned unto our lives, it is going to involve people. It's going to require a team. It's going to require strategies. It's going to require movement. It's not something that God is just going to do for us while we sit idly by and wait. But we're going to have to get personally involved. And this means walking in wisdom, walking in boldness, courage. All of those things that we find Joshua operating in is what we as the body of Christ, which the word Hebrew for Joshua is, the Lord is my salvation. So the entire book is prophetic. It teaches you the warfares of the Lord. It teaches you the timing. It teaches you when God draws back. And we'll talk about that on another podcast. But, you know, the book of Joshua, the whole Bible, you know, those of you that have been following me, you know that I am a lover of the word of God, a lover. Have been studying it for over 30 years. And I can't get enough of it. My life is totally consumed by the word of God. So when we look at Joshua, we find that he doesn't go in first. He sends his spies in. And there's a wisdom key in that in some areas of breakthrough, You may not be the first person to experience it, even though it's on its way to your house, it's on its way to your life. You may see it happening around you, not necessarily to you or for you or with you. And there's a patience there as you review the process of how this breakthrough looks in somebody else's lives. And there's a tendency, and the enemy works in this area, is, and this is not a case with Joshua, but just taking a takeaway, okay? There's a tendency when you see the very thing that you are believing God to do take place in somebody else's life close to you. Someone who hasn't even personally heard from you, maybe like you have. Someone who maybe haven't, don't have the experience like you have. But nevertheless, you're seeing this same breakthrough occurring for them. And if we're not careful, during this pause, I call it a prophetic pause. During this pause, you're going to have to make sure your heart is guarded. You're going to have to make sure your heart is pure. Because the enemy will, he's an accuser. His name, Hasatan, means the accuser. And so he's looking for opportunities to take action against you by virtue of your emotions, raw emotions, unhealed emotions, jealousy, envy, strife, gossip, things of that nature. He will use that against you. And he will even go to the courtroom of heaven and argue against you. Jesus Christ, now being our advocate, our lawyer, our defense attorney, stands in the gap for us. But the enemy will take advantage of us if during that prophetic pause, and we're observing how this breakthrough season is occurring in those around us, he will take advantage of us if we're not careful, if we don't understand the prophetic process, if we don't understand the breakthrough process. So Joshua didn't go into Canaan first. He sent spies and he waited until they came back. Now here's what the meat of what we want to talk about for a little bit is Rahab. Rahab's name means proud and quarrelsome. She's a young woman, but her name means proud and quarrelsome. Now in the Hebrew thought, a person's name is attributed to their character. So their names were very prophetic. They didn't just name their children because that was, you know, the most popular name of the season. You know, they had very prophetic meanings. It prophesied the destiny of that child. It prophesied the personality, the character, prophesied character traits of that particular child. So her name being, and she wasn't a child of God, okay, but let's just take some license here. I believe she was Egyptian, if I'm not mistaken. But her name meant proud and quarrelsome. Now, let me just take something away from this, because there are some people, key people, I like to call it, who are very highly strategic in our breakthrough season. In other words, we need them. We need to partner with them. We need to connect with them. We need to fellowship with them, because these people are the facilitators of our breakthrough. They're either the ones who have the key to the door. They're the ones who have the word in their mouths. They're the ones who may be our life partner. You know, they're key people. However, when we think of timing, even Joshua could not be released to release spies until Rahab was properly positioned to receive them. Again, her name represents being proud and quarrelsome. Now, had she not have been prepared, and we find in scripture again, you can find this in Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 24. There are actually 34 biblical references to Rahab. Hebrews 11, 31, James chapter 2, verse 25, Joshua chapter 6, verse 23, Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 25, and so many more. Just want to give you an idea that we're not just singling out an occasion, but this woman played a heavy role. And again, your breakthrough agent is going to play a heavy role in what God has prophesied concerning your next season. And so it's very important to understand the timing of God. And it's also very important to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, because, you know, granted, we love gifts. We love gifted people, because gifts are what we can see. Gifts are what makes room for people. Gifts are what gives people a platform and a podium. But it's the fruit. The Bible calls it the hidden man of the heart that many of us overlook. Even the Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. No man can know it but God. Okay? So it's the hidden man of the heart that God wants us to develop during this time. during this very peculiar time when we're waiting on prophetic manifestation, when we're waiting on a breakthrough season. This is a very peculiar time where the enemy is watching and looking to take opportunity against us, taking advantage. The Bible says he wants to take an advantage against us when we find ourselves in these peculiar seasons. So you have to be very, very cognizant of where you are. Know where you are in your season. Are you in the dimension of God releasing spies? In other words, people that are testing your promise, but you're not necessarily experiencing it. You're watching it. You're hearing the reports, but you're not necessarily experiencing it personally. Or are you in a season of waiting for your breakthrough agent to be delivered, to be set free, to be exonerated, to receive the word from God, to receive instruction? And so this is what Joshua had to do. Joshua, listen, and he didn't know, and you don't know, and I don't know who our breakthrough agents are. And that's a wonderful thing, because you could put pressure on a person if you knew that this was the person who was going to open this door for you, who was going to, invite you into this next level, what have you. You would put pressure. You know, when are you going to do it? You know, we do that in our relationship. When are you going to do this for me? When you said you were going to do a favor for me, when? So you put pressure. And so God, in his infinite wisdom, will many times blind you to your breakthrough agent. He will blind you to your breakthrough agent. And in the meanwhile, because God is always working, right? He's working behind the scenes. He's working in our favor. He's working things according to his purpose. Amen. And so he's working on Rahab. He's sending people in with reports about how great God is and the mighty works he's done through the people of Israel. And so he's working, because remember now, he has to break down pride. And he has to break down this quarrelsome spirit that Rahab is operating in. Because once Joshua makes contact, or once the spies make contact, if Rahab is still operating in this prideful, quarrelsome, or argumentative, contentious spirit, it's going to not only delay the prophetic manifestation, it could also cause premature death. It could cause a war. Whereas the people of Israel, they weren't ready for wartime. They were ready during this season. This was a fact-finding mission. There wasn't enough people to engage in war against the king of Jericho and his soldiers. Again, you've got to read the context to get the meat of what I'm saying here. So you've got to give your breakthrough agent or agents, okay, the time to hear from God. Many of you have applied for positions. You have applied for promotions. You applied for homes. You set out like Joshua to process yourself to the place where your promise is. You're moving forward in this thing. You don't really know how God is going to do it, but you're moving forward. And many times there's a tendency to feel frustrated when a door shuts, or when you don't get a return phone call, or when someone refuses your invite. And I maintain to tell you, my brother and my sister, is that for some of those instances, it may be that your breakthrough agent is not prepared, has not been properly prepared to receive you. They haven't been prepared. They haven't heard the word. They haven't received the impression that they are to favor you, that they are to open the door for you, that they are to partner with you. They have not received the impression. And so if you're trying to push the envelope and trying to coerce something to happen, you're going to frustrate the timing of your prophetic destiny. Moving along here. So we find that the Lord sends in agents to the agent. He sends those who ministers a word to Rahab. And through every word she hears, even though she's a harlot, even though she's the hostess of a whorehouse, for the lack of a better word, God still sends in a word. Okay? And this is what I want to encourage some of you, that regardless of where your breakthrough agent is, God can get a word in. He may use the radio. He may use a concert. He may use a movie. He may use a television show. He may use a dog in the yard. Never underestimate the lengths God will go through to get a word to your breakthrough agent. And trust him. Trust his timing. So the word is sent into Rahab, and she's hearing the word. She's hearing the word. And the Bible said faith comes by hearing, hearing by comes by the word of God. She's hearing it so that when Joshua's spies confront her, or approach her, I should say, the word of faith had already prepared her heart to help. When God has prepared the heart of your breakthrough agent to help you, it doesn't matter what their occupation is. It won't matter what their belief is. It won't matter who they're married to or who they're divorced from. It won't matter what their economical status is. It won't matter. It just won't matter. Okay? Because when God moves in time, who can stop it? But the thing that God needs you to do, my brother, my sister, is he needs you to operate in patience and long suffering and temperance and faith. He wants you to trust him and know that I'm working all things out for your good. If I promised you Jericho, and Jericho represents a walled up place, Jericho represents a stronghold. And this was the first stop into the land of Canaan. And this is what the enemy does. He puts blocks up in front of you to intimidate you and to back you up from pursuing that which God has already given you. He wants to intimidate you and back you up and make you cause you to say, well, you know what? It's too hard. God, that can't be God, because there shouldn't be warfare, or there shouldn't be a devil in this, or there shouldn't be a stronghold. But my brother, my sister, I maintain to tell you, there may very well be a demonic occupation in the place where God has prophetically designated is yours. And what that simply means is you will take the wall down. You've got to learn military strategy and technique like Joshua did. You've got to study from your mentors, from your leaders, those who are godly, seasoned, those who understand the ways of war, those who understand the ways of God, those who understand the mind of God. And because Joshua submitted himself to Moses' tutelage, fathering, when it was his time, he knew exactly what to do. So I want to encourage you that there are unlikely candidates in your breakthrough season whom the Lord will use to get you to the place that he's promised you. Going back to the story of Rahab, and I'm coming to a close, that your breakthrough is contingent upon several factors. God said it, and his word is true. His word is forever settled in the heavens. However, there are also what we call human interruptions. And this is why we must continue to engage in prayer. Because even though God's word is sovereign and his word is divine, he needs humans to help bring it to pass, to help bring it to fruition and manifestation. And so Joshua could not release the spies to Jericho until God released him to do so. And God knew at which time Rahab's heart would be pricked. He knew at which season Rahab would have heard the last message that she needed to hear that would truly convert her within her heart, even though she was still in her bondage. But there was something happening on the inside that she could not deny. And when she connected with the spies, she knew that this was the season to move upon that which she has heard, to move upon that which has been sown and planted in her heart. And she did so even at the risk of losing her life. She committed high treason. She lied. And now I'm not, come on, hear my heart. I am not advocating that you should lie to get your breakthrough. This woman was a heathen, and that's what she did. I didn't say she was saved. I said God was moving in her heart. Her conversion had not yet taken place yet. But she was moving in that direction. And she did whatever she knew to do until God came in and brought salvation. She committed high treason. She lied to the military authorities. She hid the spies on her roof. And she showed them the way to escape. And because of that, listen, Not only was she a blessing to Joshua's army, not only did she expose the weakness of Jericho, but because of that, because of her act of faith, God brought salvation to her household. She was the first in the Bible to show us the power in the blood. The red scarlet, or the scarlet thread, was symbolic of the blood of Jesus that brings salvation and deliverance. So your breakthrough agent is in place to navigate you to your next season. It may take some time for them to come to terms with what God is saying to them and what God is impressing upon them to do. But as you labor in patience, and as you labor in long-suffering, temperance, and faith, you release God to continue to move, as opposed to operating in jealousy and envies and strife and debates and gossip and backbiting and things of that nature, the works of the flesh, the Bible says. Those are the things that will cause God to withdraw his hand from you. My brother, my sister, let that not be your case. There are unlikely candidates in your breakthrough season. Trust God's timing, that what he said, he is more than able to do. Let this message encourage you, inspire you. And would you do me a favor? If this word has been a blessing, would you share it with someone? Would you consider subscribing and being a blessing to the work of the ministry? Would you share this podcast on your social media? Would you share it among your family? And would you let them know that this message has a prophetic revelation that has helped you navigate through maybe a difficult season that you're going through? And that in the spirit of giving, you want to share this with someone else. Thank you for your time, and God bless you.